Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defont LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 233 of the Por Favor, Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening to you, sir.
What's going on? A beautiful Saturday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern. How's this week of recording going? This show's going to be live in like less than 2 hours.
It's beautiful. That's if I edit it up.
Well, that's true. Maybe tomorrow. Yeah. But yeah, we've had some technical difficulties, some scheduling conflicts, and now here we are at literally the last minute. I was all psyched. I was ready to go. I was like maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock, depending on what time the girls go to bed. And then, boom, power goes out at like 6:45. Thunderstorms rolling through. 10:15. Here we are now. Came on a little before 10. At least I wasn't super hot. Like, the temperature in the house only jumped a couple degrees in the time.
That's not bad.
But it's, both girls were like running around trying to figure out what was going on. Your Gina's, we have the Alexa, the Amazon Echo thing, and we lost power, and she starts talking to her. She's like, Alexa, Alexa. And I was like, oh, she doesn't work without electricity. She said, is she going to die with no electricity? Aww. I was like, no, she'll be fine, she'll be fine. So that was an adventure. We were in the middle of watching a show on the TV, and then it goes out, and they're both, like, panicked at that. But we're good, we're back. They're asleep, power came back on, and here I am.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
You watched the PGA Championship, right?
I did. Right. I enjoyed that.
Let me ask you a question now. When you hear CBS doing that do 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 do, and they're highlighting opening weekend and this and that, do you start getting a little bit funky?
Oh, for football?
No, just because it's done. Golf's major's done. August is winding down, and the garbage's coming.
Yeah. See, I like the fall. I know you weren't a fall guy because it made you think of winter coming up.
Correct.
So I don't mind the fall. I love college football, but yeah, I just know that there's a bad moon rising.
Like, that song just would put Susie and I into a funk because it would be like, all right, we got 3 weeks left, and then we'll see you at the Masters.
But you were particularly short. Like, in New England, September's generally really good. Yeah. And most of October is really good.
Yeah, you're right.
We typically close our pool around Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I got another, you know, at least 6 weeks, 8 weeks if I'm lucky. Then the weather starts going. You start getting the frost, the chance of snow around Thanksgiving. And then, you know, December can be hit or miss. And then January, February is hell.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing to look forward to in those months.
No.
Unless you have a Disney trip planned.
Right.
But yeah, there's not a whole lot saving grace looking at the calendar. Oh, February 12th, Lincoln's birthday. Really excited about that, you know?
Yeah, we got hit with a huge, miserable storm. What was it, ML King birthday? Or ML King Day?
It was my birthday. It was your birthday? President's Day.
President's Day.
We're right around there. It was on my birthday because I was calling it the Great Birthday Blizzard.
The Great Birthday Blizzard.
Yeah,
the Susie Snowstorm.
Exactly. It's terrible.
There's actually a Christmas song called Here Comes Susie Snowflake.
Really?
Yeah. You might have to play it at the break here. Get us in the winter spirit.
Maybe wait until Christmas.
Yeah,
or
no,
something.
I'm not playing any of that.
Nah, August is fine.
Yeah, damn it.
Damn it.
Hey, Susie, you got a text from me last night, didn't you, from work? Remember when you were asking about the pizza?
Yeah.
What did my text say?
Said you sold a twosome a little while ago.
How do you like that?
So you weren't going to make it home for pizza? Save me a slice. I sold a twosome. I'll be here till 8:30.
I told him that was the pizza money.
Yeah, there you go. Now, why were you working on a Friday? Usually have Fridays off.
Ah, because I took Cha's shifts this week because he went up to Atlanta.
Oh, is this where you're going to send him the picture? Of the
yeah, yeah, yeah. I worked. Yeah, I worked like 6 consecutive days. It was terrible.
Oh, jeez. Again, this is why the scheduling's been tough.
The guy in the pro shop, he's counting his money. He hates when people come walking in when he's trying to get out of there.
Yeah.
So I see this guy come fumbling up. I'm like, either way, it's a sale. It's either range balls or it's a round of golf. So I go running out, right? I'm just, hey, how's it going? He goes, yeah, is it too late to go out? I'm like, yeah, the pro shop's closed. I said, I'll help you out. I said, where's your bag? So I grab it. And he said, I'll just take care of you out here. I said, yeah, that's fine. And he's going through his billfold. He goes, I got $15. I go, yeah, that's fine. I said, our twilight rate's 19. 15's fine. So then he goes, I go, you solo? He goes, no, I got another buddy coming. I'm like, oh, beautiful. So the cell phone rings. He's like, yeah. He goes, the guy, the cart guy's going to hook us up. We just got to take care of him. You got any cash? Yeah. Yeah, it's just $15. And then he's like, yeah, we're good. I'm like, ah, oh, beautiful. $30 cha-ching right there.
So we got a meatball sandwich too.
Yeah, so I told her, I said, let's throw in a meatball sandwich with that order too.
And you know what? Hey, it's Friday, extra cheese.
Right.
We pay the $2 extra cheese today. Right. Very nice.
Yeah, that's a good way to end a week, isn't it?
That's not bad. Now, did you work today?
No.
Also?
No.
No.
No, we were going to go to the pool this afternoon, and he took a nap. By the time he woke up, we had thunderstorms, so.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't work out.
That happens. That's Florida in summer. Mm-hmm. You're going to get those thunderstorms, but that's well worth it, I'd say.
How'd you hit them, last night?
Not bad.
Where'd you play?
This was at Seaview, Harbor Lights.
Oh, yeah, Seaview.
It's about 900 yards.
Yep.
The whole course.
Yep.
I shot 43, so not too
43?
Bad.
43? Good playing, Bill.
Yeah, not too bad.
Did you miss it when you were playing? Did you say, I wish I could play?
Oh, I love playing golf. I always miss it.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
I've been telling people I'm going on tour this year. I'm playing like 6-7 times in a span of a month and a half.
That's so nice.
Because I'm playing Tuesday. I'm playing in a couple weeks with my buddies from UConn. Then the end of September, the beautiful trip coming up. Like, I tell people about that and they're jealous.
Championship courses, baby. It's going to be so nice.
Beautiful weather. It's going to be nice and hot. Get some bottled waters. I don't want to be drinking beers out.
No. I don't drink beer out there. No.
In the heat out on the court. Like, normally I'm not against it, but when it's that hot, I'm not going to be doing that.
Yep. Just water.
You know what's beautiful, though?
What's that?
The place, they have this little bar they built. It's beautiful, actually, overlooking the water there at Seaview. And they sell you a bucket of beers, so you can get 5 beers, but you buy 4, get 1 free.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $15 for, like, 5 Bud Lights on a golf course. That's not bad.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, so we did that a couple times after the round.
So you want to go to people. Rhode Island?
No. I don't want to go to Rhode Island. No, I'm good.
Not for $3 Bud Lights?
No, I'm good.
Not worth it.
For Catherine's wedding and $3 Bud Lights?
Well, that's not a bad idea. But they, it was decent. Like, the greens were in good shape. The rest of the course wasn't great, but I don't think they have the budget to, like, spray the fairways and everything. But it was super short, like... The first hole was like 315. The second hole was 260.
Oh, wow.
There's a couple par fives. You know, the par threes are short. But I think the longest par four was like 338 or something.
Who'd you play with?
Some customers.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, hobnobbing.
Gary, I can't remember. How far down Warwick Neck Ave do you have to go to get there?
It's not quite to Warwick Country Club.
Okay.
It's probably a mile off of when you take the right down there.
When you take
it's about
right.
A mile on the right.
Yep.
Okay. Is there like an auto body shop there or something?
Yeah, you turn right at that auto body shop. Okay. Yep. That'll be very relevant for most of our listeners talking about how to get to Harbor Lights. That's right. We always talk about that kind of nonsense anyway,
we do.
So I'm not too
Steve
concerned.
Steve Jamming.
Good jamming.
Jamming.
Wow.
So we really don't have anything else to talk about.
No, not in the preview. I mean, I can tell you about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week.
Sure, the two of you can do that.
So I got one from, this is Black Hog Brewing out of Connecticut. Where in Connecticut is this? It's on Hurley Road in Oxford, Connecticut.
Very cool.
Okay.
And this is called the Swag Summer Wheat Ale. And let's see what it says here. Wheat ale brewed with grapefruit peel and sage. How's that?
Hmm. Sounds interesting.
It's okay. It doesn't taste a lot like grapefruit. I didn't even realize it was a grapefruit beer when I bought it because I don't like grapefruit.
No.
But it kind of just tastes like a regular wheat ale. It's not super strong, so it's not bad. I could drink a couple of these if I had to. What are you indulging in tonight, Susie?
I have a vanilla porter from the Breckenridge Brewery in Colorado.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. I always have those in the fridge.
It's pretty good.
That's probably a top five beer for me.
Really?
The vanilla porter, yeah. Breckenridge is great. They have good porters.
Yeah, I like this. It's my first foray into the Breckenridge Brewery
line.
Let
me smell this.
It smells like vanilla-y.
It's not too bad. No, it's not too bad. It's like a combination of vanilla and dirt.
Yeah, exactly.
A little mud and vanilla.
That's what you want in your porter, right?
Yeah, vanilla and mud. Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing though, because like I like black coffee, so I like the bitter like porters and stouts because they have that flavor to it.
Gary, at some point you have to come down here.
Mm-hmm.
Like sans kids.
Okay.
And we have
that's
to
enough.
Do
you
some
don't have to finish the sentence.
Craft beer
that's fine.
Stuff, because Mike obviously is no fun.
Yeah, that's fine. Once the pool's installed, I can make that happen.
Yeah, we were patio furniture shopping this afternoon, and I was talking to a guy in the
beautiful.
Store about some local breweries.
Oh, and the patio furniture, Bill.
You must have loved that.
Ah, it's so beautiful. We're going to get like a nice like sectional couch.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I can lay
like
down
wicker.
Outside and watch
yeah.
college football, and then we're gonna get the table with the what do we get? What's
fire
it gonna,
pit.
With the fire pit?
Oh, very nice! Like the propane fire
yep.
pit with the glass rocks
yep.
on it and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, those
yep.
are nice.
Yep.
Yeah,
nice
I'm gonna start
lounges.
Vacationing down there.
It's gonna be a beautiful setup in a few months. Just a beautiful setup.
Just take a vacation. Just long weekends.
Instead
of going to New Hampshire, I'm just going to fly down to Tampa.
You're going to find like just a sick
an Uber.
Deal. And
yeah.
Yep.
Be like, I'm coming down for 4 nights. Be like, okay.
Yep, no problem. The bedroom's exactly the way you left.
It's going to be bad. I might end up getting divorced. Sarah might kick my ass
like,
out.
Literally, though, like when the outdoor kitchen's in, depending on the weather, like he could just sleep outside.
Yeah, you could just sleep outside.
Yeah,
we'll get him
true.
A sleeping bag.
Watch like Sports Center. Throw on a couple hot dogs. Oh, you'll be
I
in
mean,
your glory.
You do have spare rooms. Like I'm willing to go back in and
oh,
sleep
okay.
in the air
yeah,
conditioning.
I mean,
but I
to
mean,
come inside.
I mean, it's you got the pond, the pool. The pond's probably good for you.
There's cool, something special sure. about yeah. sleeping outside though in December.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just something that's cool.
That's good sleeping weather, right?
It's good sleeping weather. It does. It gets down into the 50s. You don't even have to mm-hmm. open the windows. You're just out in the elements.
You
beautiful sleeping.
Very
fan,
nice.
So if
yeah.
you were warm and you're sleeping, maybe
that's true.
Get the fan
I'm
on.
So excited.
Mm. I'd just be afraid I'd like roll over into the pool.
It's going to be, it's going to be, the back's going to be facing the pool, so you're
oh,
fine.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I'll be okay.
Yeah.
As long as the fire pit's not lit, you should be
you put the yeah. You can put the little kid floaties on your arms just in case.
That's a good idea. I'm in a sleeping bag. I roll into the pool. I'm just, like, stuck in my own watery coffin. What a way to go.
We're going to do things a little different this week. We're not going to go to break and get into the meat of the episode, because the meat of the episode is actually our audio from having tea at the Garden Tea Room at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort. So we're going to get right into our review, Mr. Klinsman.
Let's do this. I need to... I want to talk to you now, quickly... Then we'll have the people listen to the audio, and then I'll ask you a few questions after of what you guys thought about it. Does that sound good?
That's fine.
So what? So you went to the Garden View Tea Room for like afternoon tea, high tea, or something like that?
Now, Susie, you want to get into the whole...
Yeah, so there's actually a difference. In the U.S., we use afternoon tea and high tea interchangeably.
Oh, here we go.
But in the U.K., afternoon tea is what we had, and it was kind of started by the upper classes.
Mm-hmm.
As like a snack in between lunch and dinner, because they typically didn't eat dinner until around 8.
Oh, okay.
So it was, she'd have tea, you know, have tea and, you know, like cookies or cake or something like that. Something really light to tide you over. And then it turned into a social thing. So the person who started it started inviting her friends to come join her for it. And then, of course, it spread. But high tea is typically a lower class thing, and it kind of evolved into what, you know, would be supper now, because obviously the lower classes were working, and so they didn't have, you know, the leisure, if you will, to be able to just take a break at 4 o'clock and have tea and cake. So they would eat it at night, like when they got home from work. And so they started adding hot items to it. And so high tea was called that because you ate it at a regular dining table with like a high back chair, versus afternoon tea, which was typically eaten on sofas or lounge chairs or something around like a cocktail table or a coffee table, so something lower.
So you're saying like the high tea is more for like working class slobs?
Correct.
Okay.
So
that's like going to the pub and having like some buffalo wings and a couple beers after work.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, the menu is typically the same. It's just, like I said, the high tea, they would add something hot because it was a more substantive meal for them.
Sure. Okay. Now, I'm trying to, like, pull up a menu, and I'm having a lot of trouble here on Disney's website. What's going on with this, the garden? Is there...
I had difficulty finding a good menu, too. The best one I found was on the mouseforless.com.
Okay. Well, why don't you go into it a little bit, because I'm curious... Because obviously it's kind of like a prefixing, like you pick what you want and it's one price and they just bring all your stuff out, right?
Right. Right. So they serve it in courses, but yeah, you say I'm going to have this particular named tea and it's whatever price.
So is it one type of tea or is it usually a sampling of different ones that you get?
No, you get a pot of tea. So you pick the tea that you want.
Okay.
And you get a pot. And if you... want more tea or a different kind of tea, I think there's an upcharge for that, actually.
Oh, okay. But one pot of tea, I mean, that's what, like three or four of the, like, the small glasses worth or something?
Yeah, I mean, it was more than sufficient.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
Yeah.
It was much more tea than I would have had in one sitting had I not been paying for it.
Was it particularly good tea? Like, was it like, wow, this is the best tea I've ever had? Or was it like, tea is tea?
It was very good tea, I thought.
Are you a connoisseur of tea?
I would consider myself more of a connoisseur than Mike would be.
Okay.
I will purchase loose leaf tea and steep my own. I haven't done it since we moved here, but I've been to teas at other places. So yeah, I would say
so
that.
You at least have a point of reference, whether or not you are, you know, a connoisseur, but you know what you like. You've had different types. You kind of know what the differences are.
Correct.
Whereas if I look at the menu and it doesn't say Lipton, I'm not going to know what's going on.
Right.
Like, I know there's white tea, black tea, green tea, and all that stuff, but I don't really know what those differences are. And, you know, like Earl Grey, that's like the British one, right? Like, that's their, like, everyday tea, isn't it?
Earl Grey or English breakfast.
Okay. So what did you go with since you have all the... We'll get into that a little bit, and then
the worst part is the tea list that they have on here, I don't think is comprehensive. I think the list that was at the tea room was actually larger. So I don't remember what I had. I think I may have had an Earl Grey.
And okay. I had the English breakfast.
Okay. So those are basically both black teas then, right? Mm-hmm.
This guy was a tea... I said it in the audio, was a tea sommelier. I mean, he knew his teas.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you would have to working there, right?
And I told him, I said, here's the deal. I said, I'm a Lipton guy. I said, I like weak tea, and I put a little bit of cream and sugar in it. And he told me that this is what I would want.
I gotcha. So he kind of pointed you in the right direction.
Right.
But the British thing is putting sugar and milk in the tea, though, right? That's like the traditional...
Yes.
Like, drinking the tea black is more of an American thing, isn't it?
Correct.
How do you take yours, Susie, with sugar and milk?
No, typically just sugar.
Just sugar, okay.
And if it's herbal tea, I don't use sugar.
Right. I like a little bit of honey, so I'm obviously, like, way out of bounds on that. I'm not a big tea... Like, the only time I drink tea is when I'm sick.
When you're sick,
So it makes me, like, not want it any other time. Same thing with, like, ginger ale. I don't drink ginger ale unless I'm sick, so anytime people are like, oh, you want some ginger ale? I'm like, yeah, no thanks. It makes you brings back bad memories, you know?
Right.
See, and I love tea. I got that from my mother and my grandmother.
Yeah. No, I mean, when I have it, I do enjoy it. And once in a while, like, I'll be in the mood for one. But usually, I'd prefer a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to have a hot beverage, I would rather have coffee. But every once in a while, a tea sounds nice.
Yeah, I'm much more apt to drink tea in the afternoon if I don't want the caffeine.
Although they still have some that pack a punch for caffeine.
They do, but I mean most of them aren't as highly caffeinated as coffee is. So, and I don't really believe in decaf coffee. So,
I agree with that. All right. So, more important than the tea part, what about the food? Was it like enough for a meal? Did this replace lunch for you, or is this just like a supplement, like a snack?
Well, they have three different. You have all the different options.
They actually have like four or five different teas.
All right, go through those quickly because I don't have that in front of me, so I can't just ask question based off of it.
Sure. So they've got what they call the Bedfordshire tea, which is their basic tea. It's $35 mm-hmm. a person, and it's three courses. So you get a first course of finger sandwiches. Mm-hmm. With some berries, some cheese, and lavash, which is like a flatbread kind of crackery thing. Second course of a buttery scone and a jam tart. And then you get a dessert as the finale. So you can either get like pastries or strawberries and cream or an English trifle.
Okay, so that sounds like it's not unreasonable. I mean, that seems like a lot of money for what you're getting, but it's more the experience you're paying for.
Exactly. And I found it to be quite filling, actually. That's the tea that I went with.
You went for that one. Mm-hmm. So there was enough food there.
Yeah, and we hadn't had breakfast.
Okay.
And what time was our seating? Two?
Two, yeah.
Now, granted, we had been at Victoria and Albert's the night before, so it's not like we woke up starving by any means, but...
Yeah, so this was the first food you ate that day?
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Mike?
Yep.
Really? You made it to 2 o'clock without eating anything? Yep. At the Grand Floridian, you didn't go down to, like, Gasparilla Island and get, like, some... dirty eggs.
I know. No, I didn't. Believe it or not.
Wow, I'm surprised. All right. So what are the other options?
So the next step up is the Cheshire tea.
And that's what I went with.
And mm-hmm. that's $50 per person.
Okay.
And it's basically the same menu, but they add a first course of exotic fruits and imported cheeses.
Okay. So that seems 50 bucks can go a long way at the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's getting up there. And I assume the next two are even more pricey?
No, so the Derbyshire tea is also $50 a person.
Mm-hmm.
And they get rid of that fruit and cheese course, but you get a glass of champagne.
Oh, all right. Better be good champagne for 15 bucks.
Yeah, it's Veuve Clicquot, which is pretty good.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I have no clue. Last side right
we
there.
We actually had a bottle of it once. Okay. Then they do two teas that are meant to be shared by two people. One is called the Berkshire tea, and the first course is caviar with all the traditional accompaniments. And then you get the second, third, and fourth courses, per the tea that I had, the original tea.
Okay.
And then the Yorkshire tea is $175. And that gives you the caviar, the finger sandwiches, the berries, the scone tart, the dessert, and the Veuve Clicquot.
Wow. So that's like all out.
Yeah. But the one that Mike had is the only one that has that fruit and cheese course.
Uh-huh. So you went with that. That's smart.
It was a good course. You had like... cantaloupe, melon, pineapple, some strawberries.
And the server actually recommended doing it the way that we did it, because he said, mm-hmm. you can split that course. You can share it. So
there was enough, yeah.
They weren't, there wasn't a splitting fee or anything like that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Were the cheeses, like, exotic and different, or were they kind of basic?
You had, like, your blue cheese, a nice cheddar. It was, like... four or five different cheeses.
So it was a good legit cheese course you would get at the California Grill or something.
Yeah, no, it was good. Okay.
So is this something that you feel like, did you get your value out of this? I guess I can ask, or maybe I'll save that for after.
Yeah, you can save it for after.
All right, so we got an idea of what you guys did going into it. Anything else that I need to know before we hear your audio of the tea itself?
I don't think so. You have anything you want to add? All right, then we'll go right to audio.
All right.
Caviar? I didn't try it last night at Victoria and Albert's.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
For which tea you want? You probably just want the Bedfordshire. So you don't want fruits and cheeses and stuff, right? So a regular tea is like sandwiches, a scone, and a dessert. And then you can...
What's a scone?
Like a cross between a biscuit and a muffin.
Okay.
But then you can upgrade to include fruit and cheese, and then you can upgrade again to include caviar. So I think we just want the regular, the cheapest one at the bottom.
What do you want to do, fruits and cheeses?
Well, how hungry are you?
I'm a little hungry.
Are you?
We haven't eaten yet.
Okay.
How about you?
Okay. I think the regular tea would be fine. But we don't have to do the same one. You can do the ones with fruits and cheeses if you want.
Oh, and you could do the cheap one. Should I? All right, well.
And then you pick what kind of tea. Actually, the fruit and cheese does look pretty good.
I'd probably want the fresh cut strawberries, right? Yeah. Don't you think?
Trifle, probably.
What do you get? All these sandwiches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're little.
Okay. How's it going?
I'm doing great. I'll pardon you just a minute. Absolutely. Have you all had tea meals before?
We have not.
Negative.
Let me tell you about a few things. On the first page you look there, you'll see the different package options you have to choose from. The Bedfordshire on the very bottom is our base package. It comes with any choice of tea you like. You'll get a first course of tea sandwiches, followed by scone and jam tart. And then dessert selection. Sorry, pardon. The Cheshire package in the middle is the exact same thing with an added plate of fruit and cheese. And then the Berkshire there is for two to share, and that comes with caviar for the first course. And then you'll get two Bedfordshires to follow. Now all the teas are on the next two pages. You each get your own pot. If you want to do different flavors from one another, you may do so. And if you do choose a tea, after you try it, decide it's not your favorite, let me know. Not a big deal. We'll change it up for different ones.
Okay.
Do you have any questions about the tea or anything else?
I do have a question about a tea. I'm very simple. I drink like Lipton. So what would be like close to that? It's not too foo-foo.
Probably the English breakfast.
The English breakfast?
English breakfast. If you want something a little bit lighter, the perfect afternoon, which is just above it, is just a lighter version of an English breakfast. It's a Darjeeling tea, so it's an Indian tea, which are generally a little bit lighter in flavor. So.
I haven't had the afternoon one.
Okay.
Right. I'll give you a moment or two, and then I'll come right back and get started.
Thank you. So I want to get the Cheshire.
You want the fruit and cheese?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so what kind of tea do I want?
You probably want English breakfast.
Where is that?
It's the third one down. Tea.
What are you getting?
Perfect afternoon.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tom. Happy birthday to you.
No?
No.
How come you're not getting this Zanzibar char?
I don't want chai right now.
Oh. Where's the gentleman tea?
They discontinued.
They discontinued the item. So now the Berkshire, it looks like you have to both get it. It's $150 for two to
share. Right.
And what is it that you get? Do you just get...
caviar.
Wow. What are those bags?
It's a tea cozy. It keeps the tea warm.
Ready to get started?
Yes.
We'll start with you, my lady.
I will have the Bedfordshire, please.
Okay.
And I would like the perfect afternoon tea.
Okay.
I do have a question, though.
Yes.
Do you have plain scones as opposed to the raisin ones, or is it just the raisin?
Really easy to get the raisins out.
Okay, great.
They go for you. They might surprise you. I'm not a big raisin fan. These are like little balls of sugar. They're
Okay.
And then for dessert, you have a choice of either strawberries or whipped cream.
I'll have the trifle, please.
Trifle, all right. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to do the Cheshire.
Okay.
With the, what do I want, the English breakfast?
Yeah.
The English breakfast tea. Okay. And for dessert, I'm going to do the strawberries and whipped cream.
Enjoy.
Where in Sarasota are you from?
Southside.
Okay, we live in Parrish, though.
Okay. You just play golf up in Parrish, by the way.
Whereabouts?
The one that, the course that's right off the interstate.
Stony Brook?
Moccasin Wallow.
I think it's Stony Brook. It's when you're, just before you get to, it'll be the, I guess there's two exits from Paris, right?
Yeah.
So the further south one, you can see the course right from I-75.
I think that's Moccasin Wallow.
It's like the 8th or 9th tee box is like right there.
Because Moccasin Wallow is right off, right off the exit.
Right.
Okay.
Right off the exit.
The more you're saying, the more it sounds right. I haven't lived there quite a while, so it's good.
What do you like better, here or Sarasota?
I love Orlando very much.
Do you? What do you like about it?
People are good. Different kind of tourism here versus Sarasota.
Saying Sarasota is a little older, on the old side.
I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, no.
My family's there. I like that. I love the beaches.
Yeah, the beaches are amazing.
I definitely miss having a beach within 15 minutes of the house. But I don't know, it's just a cool town. It's younger. It's a lot going on. I also do real estate, so this is a great town. I'm doing real estate. Sarasota is just saturated with realtors, and everybody's fighting for one house. But yeah, golf is definitely better than that area, the whole area. But we, I will say, working at Disney, we having access to these courses is pretty nice.
I played a couple of years ago, and in the summer, there's nobody out here. I mean, I just went out, met up with a couple guys, and we all played. It was awesome.
Whatever system they go by to pair people up,
yep,
and send you through, every golf course in America should do it.
I know.
Especially in Sarasota, where you're like, hurry, please hurry. Here, they move along really quickly. The Rangers push people through.
Yep,
so,
you got it. You got too much play. You got to move people.
Yeah, and the courses are good here. The two that are right here are obviously PGA style.
Yep.
Pretty, but the Lake Buena Vista is...
Yeah, I'm going to be playing that in a couple months with my buddies.
Water.
Yeah, I know.
Water?
It's a lot of water.
Really?
You got to... My dad was just going to put your big boy pants on and just go for it on a lot of shots. And just be careful with the tourists that are walking out of their condos that when they're going, hey, there's a golf course.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, go pick up your ball. Where do you live here?
I live near downtown, over in the Conway area. So
So your commute's got to be miserable. I-4 is horrible out there.
It's an immediate commute, though, but there's some back roads.
Is there? All right.
The drive-in is not bad because I'm going against the grain. The drive home, I take a kind of a wider run. It's another 10 or 15 minute drive, but it's no sound. I'm used to it. I lived down here when I first moved to Orlando, and I hated it. It was just, nobody in this area knows where they're driving
right
to and how to get there, and they're all in GPS. So downtown's very cool, and it's a lot of, there's some amazing restaurants. The culinary world here in Orlando is very, very underrated.
good antiquing too. Is it at South Orange? Has like the antique shops
my
and stuff.
Works down there. Does she? South Orange. She's a docker and she likes to shop down. So it's, a lot of my money goes to South Orange.
Nice.
That's a good time.
You never seen a tea cozy before?
I have no idea what that is. Well, when I've seen a tea cozy?
I don't know. Grandparents and stuff.
Do you think we went to my Frank and Hilda's and I had Lipton and
a
tea cozy?
It
was called Tea Bags. The only fancy, the fanciest tea I've had is like at the Red Dragon. Like where they bring like that thing, it looks like a creamer,
yeah,
and you pour it in. That's the fanciest stuff I've ever had.
That's funny. This isn't as soony as I thought it was going to be either. I know.
Now, why is this stuff so expensive? I mean, is the food good?
Usually. I mean, I haven't had it here, but yeah, it's usually really good. But it's loose leaf tea, so you get, like, more flavor.
Do they put them in, like, little balls?
Yeah, they'll put it in a ball, or they'll give you a diffuser on top of your cup. It depends.
So this isn't the type of place where I should go, like, go and finish up somebody's like last sip.
Yeah.
If there's like a little sandwich, no.
It's not really the done thing. I think you obviously have to like cater to your audience.
What do you mean?
In terms of like dress code and stuff, because like the Ritz is way sweeter.
You've got to be careful with dress codes. Not that the Ritz is swankier, but people walk around, like, people get out of bed in a suit at the Ritz-Carlton. Like, the reason people are not in suits right now is because...
Thank you.
Would you like some milk
on the table,
please?
I'm sorry? Do you want milk?
Yeah, I'll have some milk, please.
Plate. The Chester, you're going to have a little bit of kiwi, some pears, papaya, and pineapple. That's plum jam, and then raisins on the vine. We have a Tillamook cheddar cheese, a sage derby, a triple cranberry, and then egg beans.
Very nice. All right, so my first cost came, Susie. What is all this? He explained it. This is just fruit?
Fruit and cheese and jam.
Is this traditional? Yeah, a little melon, honeydew, pineapple,
cantaloupe. Honeydew is great.
Cantaloupe, pineapple. Melnickelope. What are these, dates?
Raisins.
I've never had raisins like this.
I had them last night. You ate them.
Yeah.
She was asleep.
Pretty good. I'm trying, I haven't felt like since I was a kid. This is a nice plate. Yes, I would.
Thank you.
Have you ever had this?
Yeah, I love quinoa.
Want it this time?
Why, one piece? Like it?
It's good, but you like it a lot. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of it?
Not that I recall.
Yeah. My mom used to pack those in my lunch.
What do you do with this? These are just crackers that you eat?
Yeah, you put the jam on it. Here's a piece of cheese.
And a cantaloupe now. Want a piece of pineapple?
Cheese yet.
No, I'm going to do the fruits first. Jeremy. Jeremy. And this keeps it warm?
Mm-hmm.
How does it work? Try the cheeses now.
What did you try first? Good?
Yeah, it's good. I'll finish the cheeses, then I'll give you the plum jam.
Have you tried that yet, or is that your first piece?
First piece, what kind is this, do you
brie.
Think? Brie? You like brie? Want to try the brie?
Sure. Is it good?
Better? I don't know, I just want to eat it straight. Right, you're supposed to put it on the cracker?
I think so.
But you can't spread it.
No, but you put the piece on top of the cracker and eat it that way. I kind of pulled it into the table behind you while you yelled generous. Do you like it better on its own?
That's a pretty good on the cracker.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
How's the blue cheese?
Good.
Is it?
Cracker is good.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. So for this course, from your right to left, you have egg salad, and then you have cucumber over horse and cheese, then we have sweet curry chicken salad, poached pear over gorgonzola, and then fire roasted tomato over cheese and oregano, and you have a caramelized onion char. I'm going to come back in just a moment with the tier with your spoons and desserts.
This looks good. This looks good.
That's so good.
What'd you start with?
Curry.
This one? Why'd you start with that?
Because I actually thought I would like at least of the three. So I figured I'd start with the worst, but it's really good.
Yuppie little cucumber one.
Hi. How are you today? Good.
Welcome to our meeting.
Have you had Jordan's Petite before? Do you have any questions about the menu?
I like it.
Yes, ma'am.
This English bread.
The Somme is
egg salad's good.
It is the actual the tea leaf that's generally used.
Does it taste like this?
It's like that, but because this is not in a bag, it's not crushed up. It's loose and rough cut. So all the essential oils are not released until
it's pretty much a tea sommelier, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
If you like
are you a tea sommelier?
Cream, okay. I'll be shocked.
Okay.
And I don't mean
any
kind of weird way.
Oh my god.
What is that one that you just put in? Onion tart?
So, with the packages, the Bedfordshire here is what you're seeing here. It's our base package. It comes with the tea course and then a first course of sandwiches, followed by the scone jam tart, and you choose one of three dessert options. The Chester package here is the exact same thing with an added plate of fruits and cheeses. So
what is this, chicken
and
salad?
The on the very top is
curry chicken salad.
Curry chicken salad. Bill, you're going to look like this.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we know.
Well, I won't go there.
No, we're not going.
And then with the Chester and the Bedfordshire, you don't have to do the same. So if one of you wants to do the Chester package, the other can just do the Bedfordshire without cheese.
So are we going to do that this one?
Then we're going to go to this, which is
pear and gorgonzola.
So here, again, you each have a warm scone with golden raisins, strawberry jam tart, and then your strawberry jam, Devonshire cream, and lemon curd, and then your blueberry lemon trifle and your strawberry. And if you've not had a trifle before, it's very important to reach them all the way to the bottom.
Thank you.
Oh, I see.
What do you think?
Fire roasted tomato? No. Curry chicken? No.
Combination's good.
Mm-hmm.
With the saltiness and the sweet.
I love curry. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Anything that burns my tongue though?
Well, he's got a good one.
Happy with this?
Yes.
So, you didn't think it would
work
at all?
If you want,
and I can't decide on.
Now, what's this? What is this? I know that this was our dessert, but what is this part of it? See?
What is that? Scone.
Okay.
And jam tart.
Scone.
And then there's clotted cream.
So you're supposed to put these three on this white thing? This,
yes.
What looks like a biscuit.
Lemon curd and jam.
I thought it was a biscuit, so I'm glad you said
it. It looks like a biscuit from like Popeyes or something.
No. See, I just said it's a scone. I said it's a cross between a biscuit and a muffin. Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. Just like.
I'm definitely not sophisticated enough to come here, you know?
I'm not either. So are you staying here? Or are you oh, that's nice.
We live in Sarasota, so we're up here for the weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Do you go on the different rides or just different stuff every time?
We actually haven't been into a park since we set foot on property yesterday. So
really? Yeah.
We're just relaxing and eating a lot. Yeah.
Show me what you do now with this thing.
Okay, let's do that. We'll do the swan and the trifle then.
Thank you, ladies.
So you
split the scone.
Okay.
And then you can section it however you want to. If you want to do like a little piece,
mm-hmm.
and then try the cream or the curd or the jam.
I never thought in a million years I'd ever set foot in a place like this.
He's indulging me.
And yeah.
It's our anniversary. So.
Oh, it is. Oh,
a couple days ago. Thank you. 10 years.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's
so
great.
Happy to drive you again?
Yes. I'm surprised. I thought I was going to be starving. I thought it was going to be foo-foo stuff. And I'm like, it's good.
Just romantic. And just mm-hmm. They had dinner reservations. They had to cancel.
Really?
Yeah, I'm hoping our dinner reservations are far enough. They're at 6, so I'm a little nervous. Upstairs here.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yeah.
Wow. This is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Brings back a lot of memories. Yeah. Wow. This is fun.
Mmm.
Thank you for this, Mary.
He's right about the raisins.
It's not bad.
We had a lady who met outside Bambi the other night where they had their championship show where all the guys get together in the forest and they had this all I did.
What have you tried so far?
So are these
just the jam?
Jam and the butter.
Sorry?
The cream?
The cream.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What's the one to the right? The lemon's good?
Incredible.
You said
my favorite. Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Mm-hmm.
Yes. They've actually had a pretty warm summer so far.
Okay, you're right.
Good stuff?
Is it good?
Yeah.
I don't like the lemon.
Really?
Imagine like lemon meringue type.
So you have a little bit of pineapple, papaya, Asian pears, and kiwi. Your first cheese is a Gouda, followed by a triple cream brie, Telemark cheddar, and then a sage derby. You have some raisins dried on the vine and some plum gin. Your first to sandwich. We're going to do some pitcher around.
I don't know.
It's a really good stuff, too.
You said you want to do some changes in the sandwich, so I have to ask you to change.
Oh, that's good.
Sure?
Yeah, are these the same as what you have? Are these different?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, what is this thing that I'm going to eat? Oh, tart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here.
What kind of tart?
It has raspberry jam. I do like the jam. It's a lot of food, isn't it?
Yes.
It'll be our little warm.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Happy with your choice?
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny when we got a little
fruit. Crossed like a few minutes ago.
Come on.
Thank you very much. Yep.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, you too, bud.
All right, we're back. You just listened to our audio from tea at the Garden View Tea Room at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa.
Spar.
I'm from Rhode Island.
Yeah, he boxed.
S-P-A-R.
He was boxing there. Now,
things get a little rough at the tea room.
How was the view? It's called the Garden View, so is it like a nice view from in there?
Yeah, from our vantage point. So it overlooks the pool. You know where the location
it's
is.
It's right
in the
below
back.
Meisner's, right?
Correct, yeah. Yep. So from my view, I could see the Polynesian bungalows and I could see the swimming pool.
So that's a nice view.
Yes.
It was all right.
An all right view. Not really garden view, though, I wouldn't say.
No, I would call it sidewalk view.
Yeah. A lot of people.
It does overlook
by
the gardens of the Grand Floridian, though.
Oh, okay. But either way, it was nice. How was the room itself? I assume very relaxed. Do they play music, or they just kind of let the orchestra and the piano player provide the background?
Yeah, so you might want to time it when the orchestra and the piano.
But they don't start until 3.
Oh, so you just
around.
Missed out
yeah,
on
but
it.
There's some days where they do teas up until like 4, I think.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So
maybe
yeah,
do it later.
If you maybe wanted to go a little later, maybe grab some breakfast and go a little later so that you mm-hmm. could be in conjunction with the piano player, that might be a good idea.
I know. I don't remember seeing this on the menu when we were there, but it said that there is a child's tea, basically. They call it Mrs. Potts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to talk about bringing out a
no,
credit card.
No,
that's the one where they get a stuffed animal.
No.
Oh, okay.
Let me speak.
Is that the one that's like $800 or something?
Did you just say, let me speak? I'll cut your microphone right now.
I'm more than happy.
This let me speak stuff. If you're a guest on this show, you better start showing
you
a little respect.
You kicking and screaming.
You better,
as we're
you better start showing a little more respect.
You better start getting
if you
my
wanna,
green
if
M&Ms.
You wanna, if you want to sit in front of that microphone.
Anyway.
I'm sorry you had to listen to
no,
that.
No, I'm enjoying it very much.
So it's if you want to go to the regular tea with younger children, it's $23. And instead of tea, they can have chocolate milk if they don't like tea. If they want regular tea, they can have it, but then it's $26. But it's kind of on the same level as the adult tea, but the finger sandwiches are different, so it's like peanut butter and jelly and stuff that kids are more likely mm-hmm. to eat.
That's cute.
Versus the stuff
that's
that we
nice.
Had. Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought it was cute. The other one is the Perfectly Princess tea. That's a gazillion dollars.
I saw that. It's like, is it? It's legit like $600-$800, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think they get a doll and like there's a whole bunch of stuff.
Still,
and, I mean, it's still ridiculously overpriced.
I mean, that's as much as you guys paid for two at Victoria and Albert's to go get tea for one. Yeah, that sounds good.
I can't. Didn't it say that included? I think it was like you and one or two kids.
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, in that case, sign me up.
No, I mean, like I said, it's still ridiculously overpriced, but it's not like $800 per person.
You know what? There's a price point for everything, and it's not made for you and I, obviously. But they wouldn't offer it if no one was doing it.
Oh, you see people all the time.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Good for them. People.
There was a family, like there were a bunch of women celebrating somebody's birthday while we were there. It was nice. And I think if you celebrate an occasion, like you get a rose, because there were a bunch of people walking out with roses.
Nice. You didn't get your rose for your 10-year anniversary?
Nice. It was. I liked it.
Honestly, it looked to me for the Grand Floridian, it looked a little shabby. It looked like it could use some updating.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't quite as
posh.
Posh, I guess, is the right word. Maybe because we went a little later. But, like, there were a lot of, like, accessories and things that they would use for the tea that were kind of lying about. Maybe they just don't have proper storage.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't quite as upscale as I was expecting it to be.
I do have to say, like, as far as the Grand Floridian goes, I think it's showing its age a little bit. Like, the restaurants. Mm-hmm. I don't think the guest rooms, I haven't been in them, but I assume they keep those up to date and pretty immaculate.
I thought the guest room could use some updating.
Oh, really?
The room that we were in.
But I feel like, you know, the lobby's fantastic and they, you know, it looks good when you're walking in. But I feel like even 1900, it was fine. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to be like snobby about it, but it just seems a little dated, showing its age. And same thing with like Citricose. I feel like that shows its age a little bit too. But the food's still fantastic. So I'm not, the food's like just the, needs a little refurb, I think. That's all.
Yes, I would agree.
Mike, you're awfully quiet. We're bashing your beloved here. You
Yeah. You don't talk about
it. Do you disagree with it, or you just...
No, I think it does. No, it does. It needs some updating.
And it's not bad. I mean, it's low on the priority because it's perfectly serviceable, all those things, but I think, you know, could use a little TLC in some of those areas. So what was the... Did you enjoy the food? Like, the finger sandwiches were all good and everything, or was...
I thought they were amazing. Okay. And I was really concerned that he wasn't going to like them.
Mm-hmm. Was it like the cucumber and cream cheese and all the traditional stuff like that?
Yeah, cucumbers. Chicken salad was fantastic.
It was so good.
It was like an egg salad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was enough food to fill you up? Because usually those are pretty small, the little sandwiches, right?
It really did. And like I was halfway through and I was still hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But you just keep going and going and going. And at the end, I was full.
Oh, good.
For a dessert, I got a beautiful strawberries and cream.
That was good.
And at the top, in red, they did like the Grand Floridian logo.
Oh, cool.
Which was pretty cool.
Nice.
But I thought the food was fantastic.
Oh, good, yeah. And the tea, you know, like, I don't know, that kind of stuff doesn't do, like, the tea itself doesn't do anything for me. But if the food's good and it's a decent experience, like, I would say for $35 a head or even 50 a head, it's not that bad.
Well, I really thought this was going to be like a one and done, like he was going to be miserable and hate it and say like, I did this for you and happy anniversary and that's the end of it. But he actually said he'd go back.
I would go back.
Yeah?
I would go back, no doubt about it.
Like, it's on the list to go back, or if Susie was like, hey, I'm in the mood to do the tea again, you're like, okay, let's do it.
I kind of wouldn't mind doing it once or twice a year. I really enjoyed it. The food was really good. It was really good. And it's funny because I was watching this YouTube video. And this guy and his wife, they were at the Magic Kingdom, and he had a tank top on.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, we're going over to the tea room. He said, I'm doing this. I forget what the occasion was, but he was doing it for his wife. And, you know, he videotaped the whole thing. And then he's doing his outro in the lobby, and he said, I'll do this again. He said, I was pleasantly surprised. He said, it was really good. He said, I definitely want to do it again. So,
did he still have the tank top on?
Yeah, he still had the tank top.
That kind of takes
had, like,
away
some
from
strawberry and jam on the on the on the side, but
that kind of takes away from the atmosphere in there, doesn't it? Wearing like a dirty tank top with pit stains on it.
Yeah.
Got the trucker hat going, you got the chewing tobacco dribble on the front of your shirt.
But Mike was saying that it would be kind of a nice thing to do, you know, with your Gina and your Gina Jr. and like with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would.
Because I think, I don't know if your wife likes tea, but, you know, with her liking her cheeses and stuff, I think you two would really enjoy it.
Yeah, she likes tea. She's a, like, she's not like an exotic tea, like, connoisseur, but she enjoys having tea from time to time, so I think she would like that. Yeah, like the finger sandwiches and all that, you can't really go wrong, and the cheese, like you said, would be good. And I'm sure your Gina, at this point, she'd probably go nuts for it, having the milk and all the little sandwiches and stuff. I think she would like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a cool little experience. In a couple of years, when they're both old enough to appreciate it, that might be something on the list. Just a couple hours, leave Magic Kingdom, go over there, go for a couple hours, and head back afterwards
cool
or something.
Cool off, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea.
Yep.
And the price isn't that bad. You know, if you,
well, you,
if
do,
you replace...
You do get a... You do get a 10% pass holder. They took it off a couple years ago off of Tables in Wonderland. But you do get a 10%, but I didn't think it was that bad.
No. Like, it's not a thing you're going to do every trip, but it's like a special occasion kind of once in a while thing.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. Sounds, it's just another experience that is unique and you could do and make memories doing it. It's more about the experience. Because, yeah, I mean... have a family of four, it would cost me, you know, $160 before tip to go there. But if it's, you know, an hour, hour and a half, and it's a good experience and everyone enjoys it, then that's money well spent.
Right.
You know, you're not, that's not the kind of place you go in and out just to get food in your stomach and get out of there.
Right, exactly. And it, I mean, we were there for a while. We were there a lot longer than I thought.
Yeah,
we
probably a buck and a half, almost close to 2 hours.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can really enjoy it. Very nice. Any final thoughts that you want to add about the experience, or should we just wrap everything up here?
I want to ask you, how would you compare it to the Ritz and some of the snobby places you went to?
Not even close.
Why?
The Ritz,
I mean, you said it as if you, like, how could you even compare this to the Ritz-Carlton, you...
Correct.
Pile
because
of sludge.
Because when you go to the Ritz, you get, like, the silver tea service, and you distill, like, you steep your tea into the cup, and you don't get a whole... pot, like you get the silver pot of water, and then you get the tea that you order, and you put it in the strainer, and it sits over your cup, and so you can get it exactly to the strength that you want it.
Sounds like a lot of work, though.
Is just beyond. Like, the food here was good. The food at the Ritz is incredible, and it's just a much classier experience.
You see that Ivy League thing coming out, don't you, Jurgen?
Yeah.
Can you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Absolute disgust. How dare you compare the Grand Floridian to the Ritz-Carlton?
It was the guy with the tank
top. It's like
it
was a Motel 8. It was like you were at the Motel 8 throwing your waffle in the toaster.
Oh, that's good. That's a good hot breakfast.
How dare you compare this to the Ritz-Carlton? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my friends at the reunion will get a real kick out of that.
You don't walk into the Ritz. You don't walk into tea at the Ritz if you're not wearing, like, nice clothing. There were people in Mickey t-shirts.
Yeah, you know why? Because they were at the Magic Kingdom.
Well, I understand that, but it doesn't compare.
So was it the food itself, or was it the fact that some guy was wearing... So
the
somebody wearing a Mickey
better,
t-shirt
the
bothered
tea
you.
Was better. It was better in general. If I had to pick between tea at the Ritz or tea at the Grand Floridian, I'm going
to
go with the Ritz.
I just
time.
Asked you to compare. I didn't need you to rip some guy who's wearing a Mickey t-shirt.
I'm not ripping him.
You're saying that... His that it brought down
his presence
the tone,
took
yes.
it down.
Yeah, his present brought down your experience. That's what Ivy League liberal Northeast snobs would say. Correct,
present.
Bill?
Present.
I'm gonna stay out of this. I'm gonna let this be just a domestic. I don't want. I still want my invitation to the pool when it's installed here.
Oh, that's true.
I gotta bide my words.
Your blood. It's hard for you to lose your invitation.
That's true. It's all in fun.
Then again, he's not my blood.
Yeah, that's true. It's just like your family's not my blood. They're not invited. The hell with them.
I was going to have to pull the deep ends for Hurley Blood, the other heads for Carlone.
Yeah, it's like the Brady Bunch where they divided the rooms.
Yeah, exactly.
Tape up. Carlone's can be over here.
I want the hot tub side.
Yeah, oh, that's a good move. You have to flip a coin for that. Which side has the outdoor kitchen?
The right-hand side, okay. If you're facing the pond.
The spa and the outdoor kitchen are on the same side. That's, so, Bill, you get the...
That's ours.
That's tough. Yeah, you got to get that. All right, bring us home, Bill.
All right, you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Search for us at Pour Favor Podcast. Social media, Facebook and Twitter at Pour Favor Podcast. You can email the show, info@PourFavorPodcast. You can email me personally, Mike, at Pour Favor Podcast. Mr. Klinsman.
I am Gary at PourFavorPodcast.com for email. Go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/PourFavorPodcast.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode 233 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. For Susie, who may not be joining us in the future, I'm Mr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida, Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you.